Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's daily devotion. Today is Saturday, December 19th, the seventh day of the Hebraic week. And everyone says, Amen. Our verse today is Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This is a verse that has been quoted many times over from believers all over. Yet, what seems to get often overlooked is that it doesn't say God works all good things for those who love Him. It says, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Meaning, He may very well take bad things that happen in your life and turn them around for your good. So, He may not protect you from bad things. He may let you go through them. Yet, His intention is to make it for your good. So, even in bad things that happen in your life, He will work it out for your good. The question is, do you trust Him in that? Or do you feel the need to step in and take control? When we start side seat driving and then suddenly take the wheel from Yahweh, more times than not, we only mess things up. Just because things don't go as you planned or as you dreamed, it doesn't mean that He's not in control. It just means it didn't go as you planned. Can you trust Him in that? Can you let Him have His way in your life? He always has your best interest in mind. And while you may think you have your best interest in mind, it doesn't mean you know how to make what is best for you to come about. He's the only one that knows you better than yourself. He truly knows what you need. Even if it's something that is uncomfortable for a while. Even if it's something that you believe could not even come close to something that would benefit you, or seem fair or right. Remember, He knows what's best. Again, Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Don't fight Yahweh when He's trying to work in you. Let Him have His way. You'll come out way ahead if you do. Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout the day. Until tomorrow. Shalom.